I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's Abhi Goldhawk, and you know what time it is. It's the hour that you've been craving to listen to all the real estate information, to soak it all up so that you can be an awesome real estate investor. And if you're not a real estate investor right now, hey, you know what? You're about to be. You're about to be. There's so many business professionals out there. There's so many entrepreneurs out there that have been thinking about getting into the real estate game but don't really know where to start. And I'm really excited for today's guest, Gary Beasley from Roofstock, who is going to shed some light on that, not only what Roofstock does, but how it can benefit you, the real estate investor, and you, the non-real estate investor that wants to jump into real estate investing, what data you need to know about property, and where the market's going to be. So I'm really excited for this conversation. Gary, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Abhi. Great to be here.
All right. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do at Roofstock.
Sure. So I am the co-founder and CEO of Roofstock. Started the business roughly 3 years ago. So my background is, as you know, kind of an intersection of real estate and technology. Over the course of my career, I've done a number of things. This is actually my third real estate startup. The prior two, fortunately, went public. One was Zip Realty. I was the CFO of that business, and we took that public in 2004. Mm-hmm. It was the first online residential brokerage. And the second was Starwood Waypoint, which was a REIT that we took public a few years ago in 2014 in the single-family rental space. And it was kind of born out of that experience that and led me and my partner, Gregor, to the idea of Roofstock and starting the marketplace in the single-family rental space.
Awesome. So obviously the single-family rental space has been picking up steam over the last couple of years. Why is that? Why is it just now that all of this is happening?
It's a great question. It's been a mom-and-pop market forever, where either historically had been about 12 million rental homes around the U.S., and that had been a pretty steady number for quite some time pre-crisis. And then when we had the real estate downturn between 2007 2011, what you saw was prices going down every year during that period, but rents did not. And that's a dynamic perhaps we want to talk about a little bit more. But so what ended up happening was homes became very attractive from a rental yield standpoint, and it started to attract institutional capital. And so in early 2012 is when you saw billions of dollars start to flow into the space from institutions. And what ended up happening was over the course of time, about another 4 or 5 million homes became rental homes because you had these people who had unfortunately, many of them lost their homes and became renters and needed a place to live. And so you saw this kind of professionalization of the single-family rental space and institutionalization of it, if you will, with that starting really kind of around 2011, 2012. And so And the reason I think that happened was twofold. One was the downturn, as I mentioned, so it created an attractive entry point. But as important was the advent of technologies that make it make investors be able to manage these homes appropriately and profitably. And that's really mobile computing and cloud computing, which a decade ago wasn't prevalent, but today is. And it really has allowed people to own hundreds and, ultimately tens of thousands of homes and manage them as, effectively as efficiently as multifamily. And that was always a real question before a lot of people got into the space and started, buying these properties and operating them at scale. It was obvious these homes were cheap, but it wasn't obvious they could be operated efficiently. And so it's kind of this combination of the entry point and the technology that I think has really had this sector take off.
I'm really just surprised with how far tech and real estate have come, because I never really thought that pair would ever happen. I'm like, wow,
right.
Like it works everywhere else. There's clearly no way it's going to happen in the real estate world. Which was more of a founding inspiration, I suppose, for Roofstock? Was it more the real estate opportunity, or was it more tech, or a combination of both?
I would say it was more tech. What we're trying to do is apply technology, data science, AI, the latest technologies available to try to squeeze out friction and cost and change the way real estate is bought and sold, kind of full stop. So we look at the entire process of real estate transactions today as being largely broken and it hadn't changed really in decades. And there's no reason it should take 45 days to close on the purchase of a house. So we just looked at it as an opportunity to apply new business processes and various technologies to try to make it a much more transparent process and allow investors to see all the data that they would need to see and really try to flip the process on its head and make this more like any other sort of e-commerce transaction where you see everything you need to before you actually buy it. Mm-hmm. And so we invest the time and money to certify homes up front and do the due diligence that the investors can access while they're shopping, before they actually get something under contract. So there's much more certainty of close because the diligence has been done. And so it's really just the idea of this increased transparency and kind of also separating operating from investing, so you could rely on Roofstock as sort of the real estate investment cloud is another way I like to describe it, where you don't have to in the tech cloud, you don't have to buy your own servers, right? You use the Salesforce or you use Amazon. With us, you could use Roofstock. You don't need tons of people. You don't need your own team necessarily. You need an investment strategy, and you could outsource the rest of it to us and our partners. And so it's a much more modern way to approach it. You don't need all that infrastructure, and you get access to the latest and greatest technology and tools that you can sort of just plug into.
That's awesome. And so for this platform, obviously, you've raised a bunch of money. And I think you've raised, my research has kind of shown, you raised over $75 million in venture capital for Roofstock over the last 3 years. As we kind of go into break here, we have about another minute and a half before we do. What's your secret, Gary? Is it the hair? Is it the beard? Like, is it you're massively good look? Like,
you're
what,
on to me, buddy.
Like,
yeah.
I'm just saying, yeah. Right? Like, that seems like a very impossible number for a lot of entrepreneurs to hit, but you have. What is your secret?
Well, I think we're fortunate in a number of ways. There's a confluence of a few things, I think, with Roofstock. One, we're at a moment in time where there is an awful lot of interest in prop tech, broadly defined, real estate tech, fintech, however you want to define the intersection of real estate and technology. It's perhaps the largest sector that's, as you pointed out earlier, has been very, very slow to adopt technology in a meaningful way. So when we were getting Roofstock started, there was an awful lot of interest from venture firms trying to figure out how to get exposure to it, because it is U.S. housing is perhaps the largest asset class in the world. It's about $25 trillion. And it's about $3 trillion addressable just in the single-family rental space, which is where we're starting. So one big market opportunity that people like, and we have an experienced management team. So we're not a bunch of 23-year-old engineers coming out of Stanford. We've actually done this several times before, so that helps.
Even though you look like you're 23, Gary, I'm just saying. All right, Think Realty Nation, we got to go to break. More with Gary Beasley, co-founder and CEO of Roofstock. When we come back, got questions for me, head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. And boy, oh boy, don't go anywhere, because we're talking more about the three strategies that Roofstock has utilized, maybe three, maybe a dozen. We'll get to as many as we can, that Roofstock has utilized to see the success that they have. Be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Direct private lending. Triumph Capital Partners enables real estate investors and their growth with a fluid approach to the asset-backed private lending industry. Whether it's rehab, fix and flip, or bridge acquisition loans, Triumph Capital Partners offer financial products for today's real estate investors. Call 877-353-1099 or visit triumph.capital to apply. Direct private lending, flexible solutions, 24-hour pre-approval, and 7-day funding. Triumph.capital.
Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with Recovco Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. Recovco can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to recovcodirect.com. That's recovcodirect.com/radio. The easy choice for real estate investors.
Urgent. Learn how you can save thousands with a 1031 exchange. Learn how to avoid making costly mistakes by claiming a virtual seat at homeinvest.com/1031. Learn strategies on how not to miss IRS deadlines, committing to one deal without a backup plan, and why you shouldn't just take the cash. Avoid these mistakes and more when selling property by joining our free class now. A 1031 exchange is smart strategy to invest, but you need to do your homework. Go to homeinvest.com/1031 now. Home Invest, smart real estate investing.
Are you on track to achieve your financial goals? Income-producing real estate is the most historically proven way to accumulate wealth and has created more financial freedom than any other means. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best turnkey cash flow rental properties. Our simple proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly income. Get your free strategy session with our knowledgeable investment counselors at noradarealestate.com. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, we're back. It's Avi. My guest today is co-founder and CEO of Roofstock, Gary Beasley. And before the break, we were talking a little bit about what Roofstock did and some of their successes. And I do want to ask you, Gary, what are some of your initial failures with Roofstock? Like, what should you have done that you didn't do initially, but you realized, hey, we need to kind of change gears a little bit? Because I'm always interested in that story as well. It's easy to talk about some of the successes, but I want to talk about some of the mistakes and our failures that you and Roofstock kind of took on initially.
Yeah, I mean, you make tons of mistakes, right, when you're starting these businesses, and I think initially we were a little reticent to try to bring in residential supply, for example. So we were really reliant on just getting supply to sell through our marketplace from the institutional sellers, and which was a great way to get started because they come in big chunks. And so we could get them at scale, and we knew who the sellers were. But then, because we hadn't focused on growing out our retail distribution, when we decided that we wanted to start to broaden our supply network to the retail investors, we had to kind of start from scratch, and it took us a little while to get that going, to be able to reach out and get individual property owners to list with us, where, you know, I'd do it again, I might have started that process earlier. We also waited a little bit to complete a big data science exercise where we mapped the entire rental market in the U.S., all 16 million rental homes. So we had our data science team kind of figure out who owned them and what they're worth and what the rents are and how to contact those people. So that database has turned out to be incredibly useful. And I wish we would have kind of done that right out of the gate and had that information sooner. So it's more kind of, you know, it's hard because you want to focus early on, and sometimes you don't know where the biggest bang for the buck is going to be. And I think I would have probably invested a little bit more in some of those data science initiatives early. But yeah, you know, we completed that, and it's now bearing fruit. But that's kind of one example. So it's always tough in a vacuum to know how to prioritize. There's a lot of competing banjos when you're getting these things going.
Yeah, I can definitely understand that. Especially if you are, and there are a lot of business owners listening, entrepreneurs listening, so we get that, right? Like, you have to wear different hats. You have to be CEO and COO and all the stuff when you're first starting out. And we're definitely making those mistakes. But then as long as we're failing forward, we're able to really, really gain some more traction. So let's talk about some of the successes. What are some strategies that Roofstock has used that you've used as kind of like guiding principles, I suppose, to reach the level of success that you've had today?
Well, I think I've done a number of companies now. I think what I've realized is first and foremost, it does sound very cliche, but it's the people that you hire and the team that you build. So we have sort of a no jerks policy, if you will. We don't tolerate people who aren't good teammates. I don't care how capable they are. And we haven't made a lot of bad hires. We've made a few where it hasn't been the right cultural match with the team. And so we make those changes quickly when that happens. So I would just say, for me, hiring for capabilities is a baseline. People obviously have to be smart and capable and driven, but really have to be driven by more beyond that. That's being part of a team that wants to work together, wants to take the hill together, wants to build a great company. And I think sometimes younger entrepreneurs may not appreciate that and will hire the person with the best pedigree. And sometimes that's the best idea. Sometimes it's not. And having done this a number of times, I think it's the team dynamic is critical, and the culture that you build is critical.
I completely agree with the culture piece, and also hiring slowly, firing quickly, making sure that somebody is a team player, really, really important things. Culture is very interesting, and I suppose we could talk about millennials at some point in time later, maybe on another show, but that's very interesting to see how they're now starting to integrate with company culture and how companies are saying, well, hey, you know what? They're actually really good, but I don't really know sometimes how to manage them. So, again, yeah, probably another topic for another day. A quick question. There are companies, I'm sure, that you admire outside of the fintech or real estate world. What specific aspects of those companies do you either want to emulate and adapt to Roofstock? And, let's start with that.
Yeah, I would say one company that we do talk about here internally, and a couple people have compared us just in our approach, although obviously we're quite a bit smaller, is Amazon. If you think about it, what we're doing is creating a marketplace where you can go and go online and shop for houses and compare prices and features and decide what you want to buy and then buy it largely through an e-commerce interface, an e-commerce environment. And what we're doing is kind of breaking down that Amazon got rid of the need to be in the store, right? Mm-hmm. We're getting rid of the need to be in market to buy investment properties. So over 90% of our buyers live out of market, over 250 miles from the homes that they're buying. So the idea is just to create a trusted brand like they have done. It's a pretty logistically complicated process. A lot happens behind the scenes, much like those guys deal with. But for us to certify the homes and all the closings, all that stuff happens behind the scenes where it's kind of seamless to the customer. But it's up to us to be really good operationally to be able to do that stuff efficiently. So, and they're very data driven, extremely data driven, which is something we strive to be as well.
It's a good point. I absolutely can see that comparison. And I think the more data you have, the more actionable you can be. And here's a question then for you as well as we kind of head into break here is you have data. You have investors on your platform looking at property, buying property, understanding what indicators they need to look at and things like this. So we'll talk about the indicators and the data specifically that investors should be looking at when we come back from the break. But the question that I have is, what mistakes are you seeing investors make?
I would say probably the biggest mistake I see investors make is to not really factor in the level of risk associated with their investment and always just chase, say, the highest yield. And, you realize when you buy a bond, for example, you have high-yield bonds or junk bonds, and then you have AAA bonds, and the AAA bonds will have a much lower interest rate, but much lower risk. And it's similar with investment properties. So what we've tried to do is interject some tools where you can look at various attributes of the neighborhood, the schools, median incomes, average prices, and various trends, and try to find the right balance between risk and return. And that's one thing that as we talk to people and we try to introduce those tools, is just to make that association as clear as we can.
Gotcha. I appreciate that. As an investor that kind of sees what other folks are doing right and wrong, that's really something that I would attribute as, hey, we got to be a little bit better about. Think Realty Nation, it's Gary Beasley from Roofstock. You don't want to go anywhere. We're talking about the data that you need to start making smarter decisions with rental property when we come back. And it's something that I like to yell at people about, too. So, don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much does using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right, it costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss this second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, we are back. It's Avi Goldhar. My guest today is co-founder and CEO of Roofstock, Gary Beasley. Before the break, we were talking about some of the mistakes that investors were making and some of the things that we're learning in the fintech world and the real estate world about companies that we absolutely also wanted to emulate. But now I want to get into some of the hard data that investors need, that you as a business owner looking at real estate opportunities need to make smart, sound investment decisions. And also check out roofstock.com. They have all, if you actually take a look at their inventory and the potential opportunities that you can purchase, I mean, the amount of data that is here, the amount of just everything that you need to make a sound investment decision, to me is just awesome. I'm like a data geek, nerd, whatever. And not as much as Gary. I think Gary's definitely the bigger nerd than me when it comes to this stuff. The data scientist in him, I'm sure, is already crawling with ideas. But it's really important to understand what data is important, what data I need to look at for a deal to make a good decision. Gary, help me walk through some of these indicators that you look at, whether it's market-related, whether it's deal-related.
Yeah. So one of the things I think that's fascinating about investing is different people value different metrics, which is the reason we are so transparent and put lots and lots of data out there. Some people are very much about asset quality and want homes that are newer, have clean inspection reports, maybe have had a tenant in there for a long time, looking for low volatility and high neighborhood scores. And you can sort of sort by that and except probably that you're going to have a bit of a lower return, but a little less drama, right? It's more like the AAA bond, and so some people are much more some people are very growth oriented, and they're trying to buy in markets that have some, they've identified some trends that they like, and want to just buy ahead of what they think will be a nice run up in price. I think you've seen a lot of people go into Las Vegas and take advantage of that. I think a couple of years ago, people who bought in Nashville are pretty happy. So you have growth investors who might be less worried about current yield but want to buy into an upward trend in prices. And so we do have appreciation forecasts that we share on our site that come from various third parties. We show historical and projected appreciation. So there's a way for people to kind of look for those growth markets as well. Other people are very much looking for current yield and will look at the various houses and maybe have their own assumptions on what the operating expenses could or should be, and will change those assumptions and be very active underwriters and maybe more active hands-on type managers. The beauty of Roofstock is you could be very hands-off and just leave everything to the property manager and to Roofstock, or if you want to be a little bit more DIY, you could either manage it yourself or kind of more actively manage your property manager. But it depends on how much time you have and how much interest you have in kind of getting your hands dirty. But this is it's a little bit of a menu approach here, where you could be everything from very passive to as active as you want.
So I'm looking at a potential property. I pulled one randomly from your site. I love this, right? Like, this makes me smile. This makes me so happy. I get everything. Like, I get a 3D tour, a 3D model, a curb view. What does Roofstock certified mean? You have a very specific thing there that says Roofstock certified. What is that?
Yeah, so there's really three areas broadly that we certify. One is the home itself, and what that means, it's been through a full inspection. An inspector goes through and takes pictures, does a write-up, does cost estimates on any repairs, and that report will appear in our diligence vault there along with a listing. So that's the home certification. We also certify local property managers. So I don't know what market you're looking at there, but if you look under property management, you'll probably see two or three choices of property manager that you could select at checkout, and you pick one, and you could talk to them if you'd like, and you could see what their experience is, how many homes they manage, et cetera. All the pricing is very transparent, and so we certify local property managers who you could utilize. And then the last is we certify the tenant. So we've reviewed their payment history, and we've let you know if they've had any late payments, whether they're current, et cetera. And if there are significant issues with any of those three, if we can't find good local property managers, or the home has doesn't pass the certification, let's say it has a foundation issue or mold or something, it won't pass the certification, won't even hit our site. And the same thing with the tenant. If it's a tenant who's got a bad payment history, we'll suggest to the owner that they come back to us once they get a new tenant, or after that tenant moves out, we could sell it vacant with a rent guarantee and bring in a new tenant. That's, you know, this is kind of like a bond with an equity kicker, and the income component comes from the tenant paying the rent, and the equity kicker comes from home price appreciation that comes, you know, from your home hopefully going up in value over time. And so to get that coupon, that stream of payments from the tenant, it's important to make sure that your property manager is doing a good job of tenant screening and you know, managing all that stuff.
So if I'm looking at a property on your website as a new investor, as somebody that is thinking, well, I don't want to do it like a DIY style, like a do-it-yourself style. I definitely want to just buy and take a look at one of the property managers and have them manage. What are the most important pieces that my eyes should be drawn to in terms of numbers on your website? Because I see initial investment, I see current rent, appreciation, cap rate, cash flow, estimated total cash on cash. How do I analyze this stuff? What's the best way?
The way to think about it, Abhi, is really start with what your objectives are. If your objective is to generate current income for some purposes, let's say that you're trying to build a portfolio to kick off so much per month, to support either your lifestyle or something, then you'll be really focused on the cash flow number that's generated each month or each year. If you are more a long-term investor and you're thinking about, I want to own this for 5 or 10 years or maybe indefinitely, then a lot of people look at the IRR calculation, the internal rate of return, which is your annualized return over your hold period. That takes into account all of your cash flows in the interim, as well as your net proceeds when you sell it. So some people really are, I would say a lot of people are total return driven, but also very cognizant of what the current return is. Because one of the nice things about this asset class is a good component of your return you get on a current basis. But then you have this nice exposure, unlike a bond that, you put up your money and then at the end you get it back. Here, you ideally, your home's going up a bit every year, and if you put debt up against it and you say borrow 70 or 80%, you put up 20% of the capital and you get 100% of the appreciation. So you could create some really nice returns in real estate that way, obviously, because leverage is pretty available. And it's also, you know, very tax efficient because you have the depreciation, the ability to, you know, to take advantage of all the real estate rules that are pretty favorable when it comes to deducting those costs. So so there's a lot of reasons I think people are drawn to, you know, investing in real estate. And single-family homes are interesting because, as real estate asset class goes, it's the most liquid of any of them.
That's right. I think my biggest takeaway here is understand your investment personality, and then accordingly, start to play around with the numbers. See what makes sense. See if you want to take on leverage. And if you don't, then that's cool too. But find out what makes sense for you and go from there. Think Realty Nation, we got to go to break. More with Gary Beasley, co-founder and CEO of Roofstock. When we come back, we're talking about market data and where the market's going to be. So he has that crystal ball and I'm still working with my poor old snow globe. Be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Real estate investors, first-timers, or savvy buyers, Auction.com has what you need to meet your real estate goals. They're the nation's largest online auction marketplace with more than 30,000 foreclosures and bank-owned properties, offering fixer-uppers and million-dollar properties both online and at live auctions. They go beyond the bid to offer a superior technology platform for convenient access and supportive services. Start searching, saving, and bidding on properties and get a free account at Auction.com/ThinkRealty.
Direct private lending. Triumph Capital Partners enables real estate investors and their growth with a fluid approach to the asset-backed private lending industry. Whether it's rehab, fix and flip, or bridge acquisition loans, Triumph Capital Partners offer financial products for today's real estate investors. Call 877-353-1099 or visit triumph.capital to apply. Direct private lending, flexible solutions, 24-hour pre-approval, and 7-day funding. Triumph.capital.
Where are successful investors turning for the latest news, trends, and insights in real estate? Think Realty Magazine. Sign up for your investor-level membership at thinkrealty.com today to start receiving Think Realty Magazine delivered to your door and inbox every month. Boost your competitive advantage with news from the nation's leading investors, market updates, the hottest investment strategies, and more. Take the next step toward building more wealth. Sign up today at thinkrealty.com.
Join Think Realty Radio host Abhi Golhar and the rest of the team at the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Atlanta, September 22nd and 23rd. Visit thinkrealty.com to register for this two-day, power-packed event to make deals, network, and learn from some of the biggest names in real estate today, including Ken and Anita Corsini, hosts of HGTV's hit show Flip or Flop Atlanta. Go to thinkrealty.com to become a free Think Realty member and get discounted early bird tickets to this Atlanta event and more. That's thinkrealty.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published?
Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095.
Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Abhi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Abhi, one of the home stretch of today's show. My guest, Gary Beasley, co-founder and CEO of Roofstock, is on the air with me. We've been talking about a lot of things so far. The inspiration behind creating Roofstock, and of course, Gary's background, and kind of what we need to know as real estate investors as it relates to single-family rentals. What indicators do we need to look at? And of course, the biggest piece of all this is our investment personality. And right now, I want to talk about the market and what's working and what's not working. Gary, you have the crystal ball here, man. You collect like 5 million points of data and analyze them every day. That's why you stay up until 3 o'clock in the morning Pacific. Like, help me understand where you think the market is going to be, both nationally, regionally. I'll leave the mic is yours. I'll leave the floor open there.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, that's an incredibly broad question. I'll give you some thoughts.
Right.
It's a very interesting market because you've got some data that almost seems counterintuitive when you just look at it. Interest rates have been going up, which oftentimes means things are less affordable. So you would think pricing would not go up, but in fact, pricing has been going up at a 5 or 6% clip nationally, despite that. And that's really been driven, I think, largely, again, speaking kind of in generalities, by low supply. And so you've got, although interest rates are going up and people may not be happy about it, the prices are going up because there's a supply constraint. I think we're just seeing recently in the last kind of month or two of data where you might be seeing a little bit of softness in volumes where volumes have started to decline a little bit of transactions. So you're seeing transaction volumes go down, not yet reflecting in the pricing. And so I think it's unclear to me yet how it's going to play out. Again, mine is more like a snow globe too, Abby, unfortunately, not a crystal ball. Over time, what ends up happening is new supply gets added and comes online. But one of the challenges with the housing market is it's much harder to add supply to the housing stock of single-family homes than it is, say, multifamily, which is, I think, one of the reasons that single-family rental homes are quite interesting is from a supply-demand dynamic because you have challenges of building, whether it's lack of land or impact fees that get charged or the impact on labor costs or materials because of tariffs or immigration policy, all those things tend to push up the cost of construction and make it less likely that entry-level homes will be built.
Mm-hmm.
Is what ends up happening is if land prices are high and construction costs are high, to amortize the land cost, a lot of times developers will build more expensive homes, more move-up homes, and what that leaves is a real gap for the entry-level buyer that is largely being filled today by the single-family rental market. So when you look at housing, I think you have to look at the various segments. I think you're starting, the high-end segment is not necessarily going to perform the same as the entry-level segment, and it's very much about supply and demand within those bands. And what I like about the single-family rental market is it's largely where we play is largely workforce housing. So the average home in our site's about $125,000 and kind of ranges from, call it, $70,000 or $75,000 up to about $250,000. But there's a lot in the kind of low to mid-hundreds. And a lot of people can afford those rents, so there's a lot of fundamental demand for the product. And because the entry point is relatively affordable, at that kind of price point, you could borrow if you'd like 80% for $20,000 or $25,000. Oftentimes, you can buy one of these homes. So it's been, kind of an interesting phenomenon to see how many renters today are buying homes on our site. So they're renting in more expensive markets and getting on the property bandwagon by purchasing in the Southeast or the Midwest with really affordable homes. And that's been a dynamic I did not expect when we started the company.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been pretty powerful.
So I think one of the biggest points for me as I kind of travel the country and I sit on panels and connect with investors investing remotely is this idea of, well, I don't necessarily want to invest in a primary market. I do want to take a look at secondary markets and tertiary markets just because that's where I think yield is. What is the distinguishing factor? What are the distinguishing factors between primary, secondary, and tertiary markets, would you say?
Yeah, it's interesting because what used to be considered secondary markets are now becoming more viewed as primary markets, right? Because as they become more popular, you look at a place like Austin, for example, used to always be thought of as a secondary market. Now it's there's an awful lot of interest in a market like in Austin or a Nashville. You see markets like Denver really booming. So I think what's happened in Pittsburgh, for example, we're seeing an enormous amount of activity interestingly, in Pittsburgh, Carnegie Mellon, a lot of millennials moving there. So because a lot of jobs are portable these days, I think it used to be primary market cities used to get all the population and all the jobs. Today, because of the obviously the prevalence of various technologies and the ability of people to work remotely, they might prefer to live in a less crowded area, go to a place where they could really afford a great house. And so you're just, you know, seeing more opportunity in some of these kind of smaller places that are experiencing a renaissance. And it creates some opportunity, I think, for investors to kind of look for some of these trends. And I think generally people have felt like you get higher appreciation in some of the primary markets, and you expect less of that as you get out into the, you know, more the smaller cities. I think that, you know, has been the case perhaps historically, but past performance is not necessarily indicative of future performance. I think there's probably a lot of these smaller markets that have some pretty good upside because the difference in the absolute pricing is so great mm-hmm. that you see an outward migration from some of these expensive markets, partially because of tax policy as well, that could drive some growth in some of these more secondary and tertiary cities.
It's interesting. Think Realty just put out a 2018 mid-year list of notable turnkey rental real estate markets, and Pittsburgh is on it. Specifically, Beaver County, Westmoreland County ranked the Adam Data Solutions ranked Beaver 16th in the country for single-family rental returns for 2018. It has a nice spread between education and healthcare services, trade, transportation, utilities, and professional business services. Obviously, you have the number one employer being the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, and then, of course, Highmark Health, U.S. government, obviously there, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and then followed by University of Pittsburgh with roughly 12,386 jobs, and then the Carnegie Mellon piece. So I'm always interested to take a look at some of these markets. And of course, you know, Pittsburgh, you got the Steelers, good blue collar workers there as well.
Absolutely.
So it's a fantastic city. A quick question. What do you think about Detroit?
You know, it's interesting. It depends where in Detroit. I think parts of Detroit are still struggling, but other parts are experiencing a real renaissance. There's been a fair amount of investment in the downtown area and a lot of blighted homes getting sort of torn down and turned into parks. And I think, you know, anecdotally, I'm hearing of more people moving there, especially people from Michigan, kind of wanting to go back and being part of a renaissance, incredibly affordable. It's actually been a pretty successful market for us at Roofstock. We've had a fair amount of interest in it. The yields are quite good. I think, like any real estate market, you want to really be thoughtful about where you're buying and just kind of know what you're buying into. At some price, most markets make sense. It's just a matter of making sure you're factoring in the appropriate level of return for the risk you're taking on. But it is experiencing positive job growth and population growth, which had not been the case for many years.
Well, I appreciate the insight into Detroit. I feel the same way about Detroit. I'm excited to see what Dan Gilbert continues to do for the city. That's pretty much the show. So I appreciate your time, Gary. Thank you very much for joining me on Think Realty Radio.
Absolutely, Abby. Enjoyed it.
Awesome. Think Realty Nation, go to roofstock.com. Check out what properties make sense for you. Got questions for me? Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. Ask a question. Pick up a copy of Think Realty Magazine at the newsstands in Barnes & Noble. And until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
BizTalk Radio,